Hi, hello, and welcome to Youth Updates, a regular drop of info to help keep you in the know when it comes to youth culture. Thank you for joining and listening to us wherever and whenever you are today. We are really excited for this June 2021 Youth Updates. We're going to be looking at a bit of digital world, a bit of pop culture, some trends, and of course, our word of the month. But for those of you who don't know the current person speaking, my name is Beth, and you will also hear from...
Hannah! I always say it really strangely. But yeah, you also got Hannah as well. So should we just jump straight in?
Yes, I think we should.
So our first topic is around the digital world, and this kind of focuses around Instagram, which I know isn't the kind of number one kind of social used by young people now, but they are still on it. And something that we have noticed kind of recently is these things called photo dumps on Instagram. And to kind of explain what that is, it's basically when a young person, or maybe an older person as well, but we're talking about young people right now, and they will kind of put quite a few posts up in like a carousel post. That's what it's called when you can kind of flick through multiple pictures on the same post. And sometimes in the comment they'll write photo dump, or they'll write going through old pictures or something like that. And it basically just means a collection of kind of seemingly unrelated pictures that they decided to kind of put together and put on Instagram. And sometimes these will be mostly their own photos. There might be also like some random pictures in there as well that seem really random. There might be a really nice selfie in the middle of it. There might be some stuff they've been doing hanging out with friends. There might be some kind of like artsy pictures. But I think the key thing that you will find is these won't be the most amazing high resolution pictures anymore, which is what I think we as a youth group have been working towards over the last 10 years. We've been like, oh, your photos need to look high res. They need to look crisp. They need to look professional. And actually we're seeing a bit of a change in that, aren't we, Beth?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think it won't necessarily always be called photo dump. Sometimes they'll call it spam, whatever. But it's just, I think there's something freeing about this, isn't it? Because it's like they can post things that are a few weeks or months old, or a whole mishmash of different things. And it kind of is a freeing excuse to post whatever you want, which is quite nice. And I think at one point it seemed like Instagram was moving towards people trying to be more filtered and more professional on their own pages, and it seems like it's kind of boomeranging back the other way now. So I think that's just really interesting for us to observe, really.
Definitely. And kind of a bit of a kind of practical tip on this, I would say, is if your youth group or whatever it is has a social media account, actually this is a really great time, I think, to start getting your young people actually involved in the creation of your social posts, and in the create, like either in the process or them actually practically kind of creating some content. Because you'll find that if you want to make it the most like up to date on what's going on, like actually getting young people involved is great. And you know, we've been doing that in my youth group, and it's just made things so much more relevant and kind of opened our eyes a little bit to like what young people want in a post. And actually it doesn't have to look so crisp and put together. There's a real kind of want for things to look a bit more authentic, look a bit more rough, look a bit more, you know, not polished and stuff like that. Like you'll find a lot more like kind of blurry pictures go on Instagram,
yeah, or,
you know, stuff like that. So it's really, really interesting actually. And we also mentioned about there might be like a nice selfie in the middle, didn't we?
Nestled in there, yeah.
Yeah, and actually like you probably won't find as often now young people just posting their nicest selfie of themselves to try and get lots of likes, which is maybe what me and Beth did when we were younger. Actually, you'll find more now that it'll maybe be nestled in the middle of a lot of other posts, and it's almost a little bit like a humble brag, a little bit like I'll just slot this in the middle. It was just,
you know, slide in the middle.
Yeah, this like this old selfie I took, whatever. And yeah, it's just a really interesting new way of kind of young people connecting with Instagram, which is really interesting.
Yeah, and I think the whole like unpolished thing is just so interesting as well, because I think what I've noticed is through various social media platforms is that young people are really enjoying like the vintage style photos of like the 90s or like the 80s, where it's like grainy or Polaroidy style, or as if you've done stuff on a handheld camera. And again, that stuff back then wasn't high quality, so you see more of this kind of like grainy, slightly blurry style. So it's also kind of not just, I guess, an unpolished thing, but I guess it's like an also like another aesthetic that's going on, sort of this more relaxed sort of like you're not trying, but I think so.
You are
trying, but yeah. So it's just really interesting, isn't it? To watch all these different cultures, but that emerge from social media. But yeah, it's just fascinating. So yes, that was our digital world with our photo dumps. So next we're going to look at pop culture, and we're going to look at Olivia Rodrigo. You may have heard of her, you may not, but she's taken the music world by storm, particularly amongst young people and Gen Z. So Olivia Rodrigo has recently released an album called Sour, and she also released a song called Driver's License, which you may or may not have heard of. It was massive for quite a while recently. So she's 18 years old. She rose to fame on the Disney Channel as an actress. So she's in High School Musical, the musical, the series, which is a mouthful. And original High School Musical, but now it's High School Musical, the musical, the series, and she's done a few other different bits and pieces. But she's written this album, and her album got over 1 billion streams on its first weekend. And as we are recording this, three of her songs are currently in the UK top 10. And the song I mentioned before, Driver's License, has been in the chart for about 20 weeks now and spent 9 of those at number one. But also her songs are used a lot on TikTok as trends. And so it's interesting to see, I wonder how much popularity came from that or from her being a Disney artist. But she's very much someone that this generation seems to connect with, and most of her songs on her album, I think it's like all but one song, are about a breakup that she had with an ex co-star of hers, and it's almost very sort of Taylor Swift-esque. So Taylor Swift, I guess, was like the current millennial generation's big female pop star who wrote about breakups, and so it seems very much like that. But it's interesting because there's a bit of a difference in that Olivia Rodrigo, when she's talking about the breakup, she doesn't just put it all on them necessarily or write loads of songs where she's trashing her ex around. A lot of it is her vulnerable feelings. And she opens up quite a lot. She talks about how she wants her ex to be happy, but just not happier with someone else than he was with her. Or she talks about all the things that she struggles about with herself and all the things that she can't do, or how she doesn't think she's cool or smart, and talks about how she gets sad when she drives past their street. And so there's a lot of really emotive things that seem to have really struck a chord with young people in this generation. And we were chatting earlier about this, and it's sort of, you know, this authenticity seems to really resonate with this generation, but also like the themes as well that she uses in her song. Hannah, I don't know if you wanted to sort of add in anything there.
Yeah, like you said, the album seems to be a lot about how kind of the so Driver's License is kind of about the breakup, and then it's kind of about how the other guy has kind of like moved on, and maybe she can't really kind of let go of that, I guess, because she's writing loads of songs about it. I think that's how she's like Taylor Swift, isn't it, kind of putting her emotions and feelings into song, but with that slight change of, you know, it being a bit less about the other person and a bit more about, you know, saying things about herself. But I think it's really interesting that this kind of seems to have struck a chord with young people, this kind of not being able to move on. And I wonder whether maybe that's a little bit to do with you know, relationships when you're in school and college are a bit of a weird one, because say it doesn't work out, you then still have to see that person at school or college. Like you still see them walking around, you might see them like with someone else. Like, when does that happen when you're an adult? It doesn't really, you kind of abort.
It's not as common, is it? If it does happen, it's not as common.
Yeah, you try and like actively avoid that person, and that's a bit harder when you're at school or college. So I think, you know, that's maybe why some of these lyrics and things have kind of like struck a chord with young people and can be relatable. And I guess, you know, one of the other reasons why she's so relatable is because she literally is 18. She's, you know, she's still pretty much a young person herself. She's younger than us. So I think she just knows kind of like what to write about, what young people wanna hear, what they're gonna like resonate with. Yeah,
and I think it's sort of, even so, there's one of her songs called Brutal, and when you look at the lyrics, you can see why teens would resonate with her. Like, there's lyrics in there where she's like, I'm not cool and I'm not smart. And you just go, there are so many young people that, as youth workers or as anyone who knows teenagers, you'll know that thinking you're not cool enough or smart enough or good enough are just thoughts that young people have. And in the same song as well, it talks about, you know, she wrote when she was 17, so she talks about you know, being 17 and how people tell you that you should enjoy your life when you're young and make the most of it because like these are the best years, but actually like she's there like, I'm having a terrible time, yet you're telling me this is the best time of my life. And I think sometimes that is something that happens, that teenagers will get told high school are the best years of your life or enjoy being young and having your freedom, but actually like young people are still there going, well, I've got all this that I'm dealing with. And so I think there's just so many things in her lyrics that just really just dig deep into parts of what this generation think and feel. Like, it's not, she's not writing big songs about how much money she's got or how she can attract all the boys or any of that stuff, which people find harder to relate to. She's really talking about nitty-gritty stuff that I think people are like, yeah, I get that, I relate to that. And I think that's one of the reasons she's so popular. And I think I'd just advise anyone listening, if you haven't listened to her album, it's worth listening to it and looking at some of the lyrics, because she's just super, super popular at the moment. So
definitely. Yeah. And I think just on that, like, I think, you know, we as youth leaders, I think, need to just bear in mind that, like, some of the things we went through when we were younger will still be the same things because they just never change. But equally, like, young people now aren't necessarily, you know, into the exact same things, aren't necessarily having the exact same experience as we had. And that's why, like, I guess that's why this is, you know, that's why we tried to do this podcast as well. But I think it's just thinking about actually how things might be different for them. And when we were younger, you know, people used to say to us like, oh, these are the best times of your life, and I was like, yeah, I'm having a great time, I don't want any responsibilities when I'm older. And actually for young people now, that comment actually makes them feel a bit upset. So I think it's just interesting. We'll move on to our last one, which is trends. This is something that's kind of just going on in culture at the moment, and we've waited an extra year for this, but it is the time of the Euros 2020. So we're talking about football, and try not to switch off if you're not that interested. It's still, you know, it's something that's going on at the moment, and even though it's not something that is maybe super specific to young people, it's still something that's going on in our world right now and is pretty exciting, and I think young people are still somewhat interested in it. Beth, you said you saw on TikTok that actually, you know, there are quite a lot of you know, TikToks relating to Euros and stuff like that, and things like on the homepage and stuff to do with football. And I think what we were kind of talking about when we were exploring this is how football is a bit of a kind of timeless thing in youth culture, isn't it? It's just kind of something that, you know, is just kind of always there, whether it's playing it, watching it, playing it on consoles, on
FIFA,
whatever. And you saw some stuff about FIFA, the video game, didn't you?
Yeah, so FIFA, if you don't know, if you're not hugely into football like myself, so FIFA is a game for PlayStation or Xbox, a video game where you basically play football, and they bring a new one out each year. So it's kind of the same game, but they update it and do different players and all that sort of stuff.
That same game.
As of June the 5th this year, so 2021, even though it came out in autumn 2020, it was the top-selling game in the UK. In its first month of sales, it got like 1.5 million copies sold, etc. And so football, I think, is one of those things, isn't it, where it's like there's games and there's actual playing it and there's video games. So there's loads of different ways to tap into it. And it's funny, isn't it? We were chatting before and it's sort of, we put it in the trend section, but almost because football's like an anti-trend, like it is one of the most timeless things in youth work. And we were talking about, you know, 20 years ago, football was relevant and now it's relevant. and not much really has changed about the game itself. Whereas other things, even if you take something like music or films, like films are popular with young people and music's popular, but that actual content of that is vastly different. And we chatted as well, didn't we, about how it's a beautiful cross-generational thing as well, because you can have someone who's like 50, 60, easily talk to teenagers about football if you support the same team or if you're talking about matches you've watched. And it's kind of a beautiful anti-trend, really.
Definitely. I guess VAR is probably the biggest thing in recent years, but yeah, that's a bit controversial in itself. But I was looking as well at like the squad this year, and the average age of the squad is 24. And I think 2 years ago, the youngest player in the squad was 19. I think it was Trent Alexander-Arnold. And this year, the youngest player is 17, which is like super young.
Insane.
Yeah, and it just shows that it can be kind of like still an aspirational thing for young people. You know, when you were younger, you'd ask people, what do you want to be when you're older? I want to be a footballer. But actually, it's not even like, what do you want to be when you're older anymore? It's like, what do you want to be in 2 years, because you're 15 now, and in 2 years you could genuinely be a football player. Like, there's so much young talent, and I think there's, you know, in English football, in like the Premier League and the Championship and stuff like that, like people are starting to like kind of invest in younger talent, and that's quite exciting for young people, I think. So yeah, make sure you kind of like jump on the trend of Euros 2020, well, even though it's in 2021, it's still called 2020, which is interesting. So let's move on to our words of the month.
Yes, so our little jingle, we're going to both spontaneously sing probably two different tunes when I count out 3, 2, 1, word of the month. You are welcome for that beautiful musical cacophony that's happened in your ears. So this word of the month, this month's word, should I say, is salty. So this gets used quite a lot. And what it means to be angry, irritated, bitter, I should say. I made a new word. Bitter, hostile, or to become annoyed or jealous about something, especially as a result of being slighted or losing something. So, for example, someone might say, oh, she's so salty towards you because you're dating her ex. And that would just mean she's like a little bit like jealous or angry or annoyed about something. And so that's the sort of context that salty will get used. And I think the really interesting thing about this, because there's a bit of a story to back up one of the reasons why we put this in there. So I was doing something with a group of young people a few weeks ago, and we were asking them about the Bible and things that it's useful for youth workers to be aware of. And this girl was saying how we need to be really aware, actually, of things like the language that young people are using, like the word salty in particular, she mentioned, because, say, for example, if you're talking to a group of especially those who aren't particularly familiar with church and the Bible, about the verse where it says about being salt and light in the world and how we want to be salty. Well, actually, if as a young person, your main sort of connotations of the word salty are to be bitter or resentful or angry or jealous about something, then to them, you going, actually want to be salt in the world, or Christians are supposed to be salty, that doesn't translate in the same way. And so I think it's just really interesting and a reminder for us to remember how, or at least try and understand how young people might process some of the stuff we say. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to mention the word salty this month. So there you go, word of the month.
So we are at the end of our podcast. I've had a great time just chatting about various things. Sorry if you can hear a siren in the background that has just decided to pop up. But yeah, we have had a really good time chatting to you guys, and we will see you next month. Make sure that if you haven't listened to the previous ones, go back and give them a listen as well, because we chat about some exciting things in those as well, and just some things that are interesting in youth culture at the moment. So go back, have a listen, and we will see you next month for another Youth Updates podcast. Bye.
Bye.